the grants meeting for April 9th, 2018. Sorry. Do a roll call. Judy?
Present.
Ann?
Here.
Gussie?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Present.
Bruce?
Here.
Ellen?
Here.
Erica?
Here.
Liz?
Here.
Dame?
Here.
I'm here. All right. On the approval of the minutes, it's amended minutes from February 12th, and it is now reflecting that Chrissy Benton was here. That was missed the first time. Get a motion to accept.
So second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next, approval of minutes from the March 12th, 2018 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Public comment? Public comment?
I'd like to ask the committee if they would explore the possibility of grants from the rural development or the USDA for the sewer project on across from SWCC at Granite City. If they have time to look into that. Thank you.
And to add to that, it's a federal issue. Mm-hmm. Our sewers were funded by federal funds, and so I called the congressman's office, and then after they get what they need to know, they'll try to get a grant. And I would appreciate if this committee would go on record. I know we're the grants committee, but we don't handle federal projects, right?
Not like that one, though.
Okay.
Rural development.
Yeah, it's a area that has not been sewered. It's on septic tanks. It's very close to SWCC, and we have a very high water table. That when that septic business gets into the water table, I have been concerned about this for years, and I would hope that wedge, the only one that is not on sanitary sewers in the whole special service district, would be able to get help. Thank you.
Helen, that sounds like a project like the one that we had years ago out in the Eagle Park Acres.
That's
area,
right.
Yes. When
we worked hard, didn't we? We
Costello, we worked with him and got sewers out there. Yeah.
A lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time. And,
I told Harry, I feel sorry. They're farmers. They couldn't go to lawyers. They could. I think you did. But since it is a matter of getting funding, I'm very fearful for the students at SWCC, and it's in the American Bottom flood area, and farmers know the lay of the land probably better than any of us. So I appreciate any help that you could put towards the federal help. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Approval of reports? None. First is a resolution authorizing the application to the Illinois Department of Human Services for the 2019. Oh. We got Bill. I missed it. Sorry. Bills and purchase requests.
You got a pass in there.
Yeah. Has everybody had a chance to look? Well,
give us some in the
I got into my pack. Has everybody had a chance to look at them?
Yes.
And so I'll accept the motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Judy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Gussie?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Aye.
Bruce?
Aye.
Aye. Eric?
Yes. Yes.
Liz? Same?
Yes.
All right. Now moving on. All right. First resolution is a resolution authorizing the application of the Illinois Department of Human Services for the 2019 Emergency Solutions Grant from the County of Madison, Illinois, effect with the fact sheet. Anyone want to talk about this?
So these are just, Dave Harris sends his apologies, he's sick. Both resolutions are asking for permission to reapply for the grants that we've gotten in the past. I think.
Are you referring to both of these resolutions?
Both of the resolutions, yeah, regarding the homelessness.
Okay, my only question is, it says 17 families and 3 individuals, but are these the same people each year?
They, it's like a 2-year program that they can go through, and then at the end of the 2 years, the goal is to have them in a place where they can stay on their own. So we work with them mostly on that.
Any other questions? No, accept the motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Judy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Ellen?
Aye.
Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Next is a resolution authorizing the application of the Illinois Department of Human Services for the 2019 Emergency Transitional Housing Grant in County of Madison, Illinois, with the fact sheet. Anybody like to discuss this? Now, I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Judy?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Helen?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
James? Next is a resolution authorizing AMR participating agreement, fact sheet, and participating agency agreement.
So, for those of you that were here last year, the gentleman that spoke about this program, he hopefully answered one of these questions, but that's what this is.
Ann, I'm sorry, I wasn't here last month, but I got the AMR sheet. Was there a resolution with it?
Yes. Should have been a resolution.
Yeah.
It's right behind it.
Illinois Home Weatherization Assistance Program.
Oh, sorry.
The funds come from AMR and will extend our weatherization program.
Oh, God, okay. I saw that. I didn't realize that was the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns? Not accept the motion.
So moved.
Second? All right. Judy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Helen?
Aye.
Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Next, a resolution awarding bids for the weatherization HVAC contractors and the fact sheet. Anybody like to discuss that?
Any questions?
Do I have any questions?
But it's just package 3, different package programs. Pretty basic.
No questions, I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Judy?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Erica?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Now we are down to the last one. The resolution authorizing a 1-year contract between Madison County and the Leadership Council of Southwestern Illinois. And Rhonda Sauget is here, so if you'd like to speak now.
Sure.
You can speak now.
Kevin Powers here from the Bank of Edwardsville.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not too sure what you know about the Leadership Council of Southwestern Illinois. We've been around 35 years, and we're a 501c3 organization made up of roughly 250 board members, made up of CEOs from business, industry, education, and overall government affairs, that we advocate for economic development primarily within Southwest Illinois, primarily counties include Madison, St. Clair, and Monroe. Monroe County. So we've been working with Madison County, I think it dates back to 2012, is when this contract was originated, is when the counties came together and asked the Leadership Council to take an overall leadership role to advocate for Southwest Illinois. So we've got 10 committees that we operate down, all the way from military affairs, labor management, membership, economic development, levy issues alliance, public policy, manufacturing steering committee, and overall educational committees, which members of our board are actively advocating for issues, whether it's overall Scott Air Force Base, manufacturer, STEM, all those kinds of things to help help our youth on the STEM project to take maybe overall skilled labor. As we talk to economic developers around the country, trying to bring new businesses into this area, skilled labor is a significant shortfall. We've been advocating. Just within the last 12 to 18 months, we've talked to maybe 8,500 students, parents, educators, principals, as far as what are the differences with going to four-year degrees or going to our local community colleges for more overall educational perspectives. We've been advocating for about 11 years with Army Corps of Engineer to get our levees certified, or I should say recertified at the 100-year flood level. That's been a pretty painful process that we've been through, and we finally have the 100-year in place. We're just waiting for the FEMA recreditation, and then our next step would be work with the Army Corps to go to the 500-year level. So when you're trying to bring businesses into this area, especially down the bottoms area, where levees aren't safe, it's pretty hard to have major companies come to our region. So.
And I think the important part is that both counties came to the Leadership Council, because in the state of Illinois there was such a financial challenge, they advocated for us to take a lead activity in terms of helping to lead our region forward, because they said, we need to take control of our own destiny and getting economic development into southwestern Illinois, because we were not seeing the kinds of things from either Springfield or Chicago in our area in terms of economic development, workforce initiatives, and so on. So we were asked to do that. There's a couple different areas. We have individual members, and I have a list of those that are in Madison County. Happy to share those with you. So you'll see some of the area's most prominent companies, and we work together with them to promote southwestern Illinois and Madison County.
All copies of the same.
Sure. Yep. And the important part about that is engaging in economic development was proactive in leading our cities. I have been out to over 72% of the communities in Madison County, working with the mayors and the economic development folks to promote in areas like Chicago, New York, New Jersey, and bring people here as opposed to sitting and waiting for folks to show up one day and look at our land. So that's a really important part. Just the payroll for Sky Air Force Base, military alone, this doesn't include Guard Reserve, is over $225 million, and that's the people who live in Madison County. So if you think of a multiplier effect, you're probably talking about three or four times that. The NGA director lives in Madison County here in Edwardsville. So why is that important? Because they're paying taxes, they're buying houses, they're contributing to your schools, and it's incredibly important that we advocate and continue to build Scott Air Force Base along with our economic development activities. And being out in the schools is extremely important to engage our young people and bring those folks into career fields that are going to be sustainable for the long-term growth of St. Clair and Madison County specifically. We just lost a fulfillment center in the Gateway Lakeview Commerce Center because of concerns about workforce. And so that's why that program is so important, to encourage people to go into those fields that are traditional career tech. So welding, CNC, all of those things. And you have to be out there every day. Things just don't happen on their own. So we really appreciate the opportunity to come before you today. We've got a long-term relationship with Madison County, and we hope to continue that as we move forward. Now, within our membership ranks, this was an initiative that was adopted
for these programs to take place. In the past, we didn't initiate these programs. We didn't have the funds to do that. With your support, we were able to do this. Absent of that support, we don't know if we'll be able to carry those forward. We do have individual members. Those members sit in committees, and certainly those people can sit and come and be part of our initiatives. But to have programs that are robust to help counties to grow like yours, it just takes participation, and we just greatly appreciate your support over the years.
So this is the 20% tax?
That was for the levies.
The levies,
yeah.
Okay. Matt, I was on the board at that time.
Yeah.
It was almost unanimous. Vote yes, get you going. Levies are very important for student pumps. We've got the water table now is moving up, and we still have all the snows from north. When it melts, it comes down to North Mississippi. We expect massive flooding in the Glen City bottoms land. I appreciate what you're doing. I was very happy to vote to bring you on board with our problems, and I imagine you're going to be with us for a long time. Because when you get that mount, there's a question going on about bringing it to the 500 feet. Some don't want that. They want interior flavors that are here. They're both important.
And you're right, they're both important, and we have to address it. That's right. And it takes an environment of not just one county, one city, but all of us working together to do that. You know, we've had a lot of these cities come to us and say, we want to be involved with the Leadership Council so our city can take a leading role in our region moving forward, and we're just really pleased to be able to work with you and help to do that.
I hear my son come to us, I feel a little safer when I think of you guys. Thank you.
So you're saying if we have individual people from our county, like in economic development, there are like four people that we would consider for it, that wouldn't be as good.
Well, these programs that you have on your sheet were initiated because of the funding of our program. That was for $30,000.
Right.
We have committees, but it takes a lot more money to initiate, you know, trips to New York and so forth to talk to site selectors than just an individual membership. Now, with a membership, you can certainly attend committees, but it would be much like it was before with not a lot happening. I mean, you know, you try to do your best, but what that $30,000 supported was these individual programs to get us on the map with Scott Air Force Base, our external marketing, because the area just doesn't market itself, and we weren't seeing a lot from DCEO or other folks up north coming here, and that's why the counties wanted us to take a leading role in coordinating with you all to get us out there in the marketplace. And so that was a really important part. Absent of support for the programs, I don't know that we'll be able to continue these programs at the robust pace that we have over the last several years. Mm-hmm. And that's important, especially with the levies being recertified. That means we're open for business, but nobody knows that we're here unless we go out and we advocate and promote our area. Because I don't see anybody else doing that.
Is the Metro Sanitary District completely the 500 plus?
As far as I understand.
I'm a little confused. I have supported this since I've been on the board, but when I left this grants committee meeting last month, I was pretty much under the understanding that staff said that we'd be better off getting individual memberships. So I don't know.
I know.
I have supported the $30,000 contracts in the past because that's what we were told would be the way to go. And when I left here last month, I think it was almost unanimous among staff that spoke to it that maybe we can take a different route. Can staff address that again possibly for us today? Or
my comment was personally what I get out of the Leadership Council. I mean, the committees I serve on and the networking that I do would be the same if it was an individual membership for me or if the county invested in it. So, I mean, that's what I get personally, bigger picture. And I think Trudy can probably address I mean, they're the ones who pay the bill, so it comes out of their money.
Well, we just gathered information because as I came on board, several of the county board members asked me, why do we pay all this much money? And so that's the information that I brought, you know, to try and give you a clearer picture. Rhonda provided that information for us, and I sent that out. We will support whatever the county board decides. If we want to continue with the $30,000 membership, then we will do our best with our department to work to get a $30,000 one. It's really a board decision, and we'll...
If we're going that direction, I think we should ask for more representation, because currently we have two members, would be Kurt and myself. I mean, the money's coming from Trudy. I think if it's economic development, that's part of her area. So, I mean, I think at least, at minimum, the three of us should all be included.
Well, we had talked about four of you last month, so which would include you and Kurt.
And the chairman.
And Trudy and James, I think it was.
Okay, I have some questions because I agree with Bruce. That was the way we ended the meeting the last time. Mm-hmm. Well, one question is, for one thing, these members, they pay so much money to be a member too, right? What do they pay?
They pay the exact the same. Everybody pays. $1,900.
They pay $30,000 too.
No,
$1,900. They pay
$1,900
a year.
Okay. So
for one representative?
For one representative.
Okay.
Correct.
So if Madison, another question is, are there any other counties that are considering dropping out? Do you know? Mm-hmm. There are? Or
dropping out?
Yeah.
Well, we work with all of our counties, mm-hmm. and we have one county that is having some financial distress at the moment, so mm-hmm. we're trying to help them. Some of those cities within that county have participated, and we're working with them.
Can you tell me what county that is?
Some financial distress, so we're trying to work with that county board.
What county?
Sinclair County.
Sinclair County?
Okay. Some financial distress that we're trying to work with them on.
Okay, then if say we went the route of the chairman, are you saying, would he have a vote on things or not?
You mean as an individual member?
Yeah.
Everybody in our organization is a board of directors member.
So if we did it with the four, like we were talking, there'd be no vote? Is that what you're saying? So it's all a matter of money then, basically, right?
For the $1,900,
you don't get
any. Becomes a board of directors member. Yeah. And so each board of directors member, every member of our organization is a board of directors member.
Okay, so we would have four votes if we had four people there? Compared to one vote for $30,000?
Well, no, that's what the $30,000 helps promote the programs,
right?
And so that's a different scenario. Mm-hmm. The programs were not in place before the funds came to the Leadership Council. We didn't have these initiatives.
Mm-hmm. So I see that there's some STEM work. Is that, I mean, I'm trying to think of the programs that you'll be looking at over the next year. I know STEM is pretty significant for our area, especially with the university, and then the workforce board. So what do you foresee in that area?
So we'll be working with Granite City High School and all of the high schools within those areas to promote careers. That means going into them, setting up tours with facilities, going in with speakers and talking to those students, working with them to connect them with the community college system to get them into programs, students that are interested, to make it easy for them to get through that process. Before it wasn't easy, and there wasn't people going out to the schools. And so adding value by getting them into the workforce so that they can, right now in our area, we have thousands of open jobs in STEM-related careers. For us to bring more companies here, we have to fill those positions. And people weren't going into those programs as readily.
And is that where you're working with, is it Dave Stecklin previously in the workforce, mm-hmm. trying to get
yes.
more workers?
Okay. I'm sorry, I have another question. Okay, you said that Madison County, we've been involved for 12 years, correct?
Since 2012.
Okay. Can you tell me what we were paying each year? Can we have I know it wasn't always $30,000.
You know, I don't have the exact list, and I can certainly provide it to you. I know.
Because I think it was like, do you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I thought at one time, like 10,000.
It might have been less. You know, I can certainly provide you with the listing. I know since.
It might have been a time when it was 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was 10 at one time. I don't know.
Yeah. But we can certainly provide you a kind of accounting of the years, but I don't have it with me today.
Forgive me for coming in a little bit late, but I just wondered, as far as to give you my impression of the Southwestern Illinois Leadership Council, when I became chairman, I think we were down two people in economic development. In fact, the only two people in economic development, as we all know, John Herzog died, and also then Austin Corns. He was in an economic development position. So since I've been here, we've been down two employees in economic development, and I feel that our economic development area is very deficient. If I could go on, county executive from St. Charles County, Steve Ellman, basically has told me that we need a bigger budget in Madison County for economic development. They have a budget in the city of St. Louis of $1.3 million for economic development. And I really feel that in the short term, and we just haven't gotten there, as we all know, we have not had a smooth management since we've been here in community development. But I will say that the Leadership Council, if they do one thing, they do a tremendous job in terms of keeping relationships with Scott Air Force Base. Scott Air Force Base, I don't know if you've covering ground that we've already covered, but Scott Air Force Base is 15,000 employees. That's like State Farm Insurance for Bloomington Normal. That is huge. And we have, I think, 45,000 veterans in Madison County, many of who really benefit in a number of ways from living in Illinois. And then also, they like to have access to the Scott Air Force Base. What is it called when they have the... when they do shopping at an Air Force base or a military base?
It's commissary.
So, and they do so much more. We've got at the Leadership Council. And I've seen in this relatively short period of time that I've been attending the meetings, very robust membership increases, and particularly in Madison County. And I will say that we really have, right now, in Illinois, every time we go up to the plate to look for a new employer or a new business, I hate to say it, but we've got two strikes on us every time we come up to the plate. And therefore, we do need to have a robust economic development. And with being two people down over the last year, I feel that the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council really does a very good job. So that's...
Well, could I ask you then, Kurt, are you saying because John was not replaced, correct?
That's right.
So
that's not true, actually. I was actually John's replacement, just to clarify
Okay.
I don't want the wrong impression going out there.
You know, I think we're talking about someone who had years of experience, and John was really...
That's correct. I could never replace that.
I mean, John was someone who I've heard is an enterprise zone expert and had a tremendous amount of experience. And plus, Austin Corns was a young guy. Relatively young, and so I really do. I don't think we've even. Forgive me, James, but I think we're not really. We don't have a John Herzog anymore, which is.
I think James does.
John Herzog was very.
Chrissy has a question.
Sure.
Okay, so it's my understanding that we could have more representation from Madison County for less money. So is that $30,000 negotiable to add more representation, or we only get two people for $30,000, but we could get four or five people for $8,000, $10,000? It's still way less money, but we could have more people involved.
Well, we can certainly, you know, add the new people on, but I think the important thing is the programs that we have here.
I understand that too, but
you know, if in fact you know we had a significant challenge with supporting our programs, we would launch some funding activities, because these are such an important part of the robust activity that we have today. We wouldn't want to lose the momentum that's been established for 6 years. So that's a big challenge that we have. Now, to your point specifically, could you add more people on? I don't know that we've ever said that we couldn't do that. You know, that was just what the counties had indicated to us in the beginning. They said, we'll put two people on. And that was Frank Miles and the chairman at the time. And so that was not something that they said, well, we would like three people, four people. So, you know, we would certainly be open to that.
So I'm getting the impression that the $30,000 isn't necessarily just for membership, it's for sponsorship of programs. Is that a fair way to characterize this?
And helps our county.
It's just odd to me that we're considering purchasing $30,000 worth of sponsorships and nobody's really characterized it as we're sponsoring programs. I mean, everybody's been talking about membership, but it just seems kind of strange that we have the executive director and you know, with all due respect, and nobody has characterized it as that. Just seems, I don't know. I'm not really sure what it seems, but it just doesn't seem right now.
Well, in your original contract, when you look at it, there was three programs that are listed in there. And one of those was Levy, Scott Air Force Base, and then the other initiative. So if you went back to every single contract that we've signed, that was in every single one of them. So I don't know if that was not here as it came up this time, but that was in every contract since we started. So I don't exactly know how that was presented. I wasn't here to present that, but, you know, the membership part of it, two people provide came with that. That was a request that Bay County had made. They said, well, you know, we're going to provide for these programs, and then we'd like two people to attend. And he said, sure, that would be great.
Okay, so today we're considering a $30,000 sponsorship.
And membership. It includes a membership.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, is that fair to everybody sitting at this table?
I don't know that. I think the term sponsorship is to me, when I look at the funds that we're spending in the three areas that they focused on, I'm not sure where it's going in the future. We're all significant and impacted every one of our communities. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I understand what you're saying, sponsorship. I just don't know if that's the right term. To me, this really is an investment in some key areas. Mm-hmm. And if we're trying to bring businesses to these areas, I think we need to develop plans for the workforce, STEM. I'm very interested in one because of the work that I did with SIU. And when I look at the different companies that are on here who also are investing in it, I look at it as more of an investment than a sponsorship.
So I have a question. How long has the Leadership Council been investing in STEM?
I don't know that. I think they've
been. Or maybe that's not for you. I'm sorry. If anybody at the table or the executive.
How long has they been investing in these programs? Mm-hmm. Since 2013.
Since 2013. And so my question is so we've been investing since 2013, and despite all of that investment, and I know there were millions of factors that came into play, but how involved was the Southwestern Illinois Leadership Council involved in the Amazon deal? I mean, if we've had so many years of investment and hard work and programs, and I'm calling it sponsorships, and I'm going to continue to call that, but yet we got our butts kicked in the Amazon contract, you know, and Amazon was considering a huge regional, you know, push, footprint, and so
what do you mean we got our butts kicked?
If I could get you to maybe comment just a little bit on how much involvement you guys had,
sure.
Or your group, your council had in regard to helping, you know, other councils, you know, around the area.
That's not on your list, it's actually on our full membership list. So St. Louis Economic Development Authority and also the St. Louis Regional Chamber invited us to the table. One of the key things Amazon was looking for was an immediate site in downtown St. Louis. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be in an urban environment. And so we helped assist and participated in those discussions with them up front. Now, I think regionally, you need to do a whole lot better from an economic development push. We've had a challenge in our region because only until the levies were completed were we really able to market our area. And so this is a relatively new initiative because of the fact that it was very difficult to push our region when the levies were not completed. So that was a huge challenge.
Yep. Thank you, Chrissy.
I agree with you, Ann. I mean, I do see what you're saying about those program. I just feel like we need to have more people for $30,000. If we could get more people from our county to be involved for the $30,000, if we do decide to do this, rather than one or two representatives.
I just wanted to speak to the comment on the Amazon proposal. I don't know, I think there were over 250 applications for that across the country. And one of the requirements of the Amazon proposal that they wanted to be on light rail. Well, that made only three, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Clair County acceptable to them pretty much right off the bat. So, and then also there was a huge cost to put a proposal together for Amazon, and I believe that that was picked up by both St. Louis City and St. Louis County because they had the robust budgets. Even St. Charles, County Executive Steve Ullman in St. Charles County said, if they had approached us to put together a proposal, we just don't have the budget. We certainly didn't have the budget prepared here in Madison County, but I will say that through that analysis process, we had four outstanding locations identified, first-class locations in Madison County. So I would not, and it was an example of regional cooperation, but from the very get-go, I don't think we expected that Madison County was going to be really considered because one of the key requirements was light rail, and we just don't have light rail in Madison County.
Yeah.
No, I certainly understand. I've gone through the almost 200-page proposal that our regional development put to Amazon. I've gone through that entire document. So I understand. I was just wondering how much involvement.
Sure. And I think the moral of the story is we get a whole lot farther if we work together. And that was why we put these programs together, so that our region could work together. No one city, no one county could really do it by themselves. And so that's why we were asked to take the lead. This was not something we initiated. We were asked to do it by the counties.
Well, I don't think that, I mean, I look at the levy issue, which came up, a number of years ago, and Scout Air Force Base, and I don't think that any one community could spearhead it unless there were resources, let alone something that has this big of an impact. I think you need to have somebody that spearheads it. And, you know, I remember some discussions at one point about single memberships, but the more that I've dug into it and I've done a little bit of research, I think, and you know, if we can get additional members, if that's the concern, I think it's worth the investment.
Like I said, I started out with my statement because there was so much suggestion that it would be better to do it. And now and I understand the importance. I ran on the levy issue. I represent all. I know how important it is, and we all know how important Scott is. We talk about the Patriot program every month when that was going on, when the BRAC Commission was meeting to try to close Scott. Could I make a motion that we delay this till next month until we have further discussion on how many members that the county will have for the $30,000 instead of just saying maybe we can have more?
I'd like to second that. That's what I was going to ask.
All right. She had a question before you did that.
If you don't mind, how is your organization, how is your organization run? Obviously, you have memberships and we invest. So when you talk about going to high schools and this and that, and I was at one of your meetings and I keep hearing them say we don't have enough skilled employees, and then I have a workforce department here and I don't see the true partnership, you know.
So I will tell you, the Manufacture Craft Your Future campaign started as a workforce initiative, my understanding, before my time, with what was known as an Adam Grant. So St. Clair and Madison County worked together to sort of come up with this idea, and I think Rhonda and the Leadership Council took it over when there was the funding left from the Adam Grant, and have moved forward with it and taken it to the next step. So,
So when the Adam Grant was taking place, there wasn't one school that had been visited at that moment. That was more billboards, other activities. And so when the Adam Grant money ran out with the Workforce Investment Boards, that's where we took the lead and went out to all of the schools. And we visited over 20 plus thousand people at this moment in communities and schools. If we would not have taken that over and had funding to do that, we would not have been able to go and visit all of those people. And right now it's about 14,000 in Madison County that we've been out visiting, whether it's community schools, churches, whatever it might be.
So, and I get that, and I respect that, and I thank you. but it just seems like I need to see more work together between your department and their department and getting the word out there, because I keep hearing we have money and not getting the people.
Yeah.
So that's a concern to me, and this has been going on for a while. My next question is mainly the funding of your organization. Are you have 20 employees working? How are you paid? You're a 501(c)(6). I tried to look up that information, but I'm just curious on how my money is used, how much goes to employees, how much is going out there for the initiatives and doing that. So I just need a better understanding.
Oh, sure. We've got a very lean staff. We've got Rhonda, who is our executive director, and she is supported by two admin assistants.
So, and I don't...
We've got three FTEs, and McHenry University is helping us with two interns. Jim Dennis is helping through his college. So we're extremely lean as far as the support staff and how much actually goes back into the projects that we have to do.
I just don't want to see some organizations that upset me, or those that this, you know, top echelon gets $500,000 and then there's only, I'm just trying to make a comparison. So I just want to make sure that my money is going to activities and fundings and not to salaries.
Oh, absolutely.
How much is the salary budget in charity?
I would say, I'm speaking alternate a little bit, it's probably $250,000 a year.
For how many people?
Three.
There was a time when big companies would not come in, especially after flooding. And I know quite a few that would not come here. And so that's why the council, of course, was formed. The levies were cut to power. And still, some say until it comes up to 500 foot. So this would scare away. And I'm not sure if it was Amazon or something, but this would scare away big companies from coming over here. So that's the good part about what you're all about. Because I don't want flood. I don't want some big company to come in and cause more flooding than that. Until I can rest assured that my levy is not going to come over the top tomorrow.
We are working tirelessly to work with the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
If you ever worked with the Corps, it is very, very difficult to get any kind of speed out of that organization. And
I'll give you that, Bruce.
Those levies up.
Well, he studied this for 25 years from the little Panama Canal.
We have a motion to table.
The hillside drainage.
Second.
Oh.
Yes.
We were getting
right.
We just went to study. So, did you take
Les Sterman's part? This is not the flood protection district. This is something totally different. Les Sterman was the head of the flood protection district, and he's not there anymore.
Les Sterman was the head of the
district. Right, but he's not there anymore. I mean, Les talked about the problems with the Army Corps, too. We had a plan that was better than what the Corps wanted, and they wouldn't approve it. So, I know how difficult this worked for.
Sometimes it was, too. Could we be... I think we're going to go ahead and vote the table, but could we have a sheet stating how much Madison County has put into your council over the years? Because I know it's not always been 30,000. Ever since we've been a member, we have a sheet.
Sure. And then in terms of the people who participate, we're certainly open to that. It was just when it was originally established, they said too. We're certainly open to that. You know, I can see great value from that.
I need to move on. Okay. I have a motion to adjourn. A motion to table.
And I second it.
Judy.
Oh yes.
Ann.
I think if the intention is to get more information, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Gussie.
Yes.
Chrissy.
Yes.
Bruce.
Aye.
Ellen. Erica.
Aye.
Liz.
Yes.
James.
Yes.
All right. Motion tabled. All right, administrative reports. Employment training. Tony, you're up.
Okay, two things. So two of my staff were participating with U.S. Steel as they came up on board providing testing for three groups. Utility workers, which are the nuts and bolts workers at the steel mill. mechanical and electrical technicians. So we did that for 2 weeks, 3 days a week. We tested 209 people. In that time, U.S. Steel hired a couple people in their HR recruitment department, so they have taken that over. So it was a fee for service. So for the 209, we charged them $5 a test. So we billed them for about $1,000. So, but we've moved on. They've got their own people in place, and so they're moving forward. The other thing, real quick, Lisa was talking about funds. Like I mentioned a couple times, that for some reason we got a $900,000 increase in our funding from the state this year. We're still working to spend that money down. Those programs that Rhonda does is very youth driven. We're not having trouble spending our youth money. We had a big increase in dislocated worker money, which is money specific for people who lose their jobs. But most of the dislocated workers in this area also fall into the Trade Act assistance, because it's foreign competition is why they lose their jobs. So we also had a big chunk of money there. We're spending that down. We're able to move some of our dislocated worker money over to our adult funds, which is specific for low-income people. But we're still struggling to get to the 80%. We've got, well, we've got spent and obligated. We still need to spend about another $300,000. I know that sounds silly. We got to spend money, but we're working on that. We're still looking at all possible ideas of how to reach out to that lower income population. We've got staff, the DHS office. Trudy may be helping me reaching out to some of the ministerial alliances to see if they know individuals. So we're still working on it, but there is money still there. So both on the...
I'm assuming you contacted the Urban League and the NAACP and all those organizations.
Yeah, we're working with... the new vice president with the Urban League in this area is very aggressive. So, yeah, we're reaching out to all the partners that we have. So, but that is there. So, I have a meeting tomorrow with a state consultant who worked with another area a couple years ago, sort of on the same issue. So, we'll get an idea from them if they have any ideas that we haven't. I mean, that was part of the marketing plan as well, to try to reach out to more people. Again, my concern is we're about 6 months behind, and we'll get all these things in place, and next year they'll cut our funds. So when we get the bodies in, we won't have the money. So, but that's where we're at. That's my report, sir.
Thank you. Any questions for Tony? All right, community development update.
Well, I just have two things to make. To confuse matters more, so last month I had also hoped to bring information from the St. Louis Regional Chamber, which we also paid $30,000 for. They didn't get it to me until 8 o'clock after the meeting, so this is the information they sent me. It doesn't come due until the end of September, I believe. So that's just for your reference, and we can talk about it later as it gets closer. And then I have this thank you letter that we got for the weatherization team, which I thought you guys might like to see. And then Lisa has an update on, I'll just let her explain.
So really quick, back last June, so we're gonna go the way back machine. I brought you a note about the ADA ramps out there, using CDBG funds to go ahead and revamp them. They're not up to the current standard. Well, we put them out to bid, and then we put them out to bid again, because the first bid, we only have one bid return. So I just wanted to let you know that we have done everything on our part for the CDBG. Facilities is going to be taking this to grants and finance over the next 2 days to award the low bidder of Reed Concrete. So I just wanted to let you know that this is going to be resurfacing, and that hopefully in the next month or so, you'll be seeing some activity up there. Mm-hmm. Any questions about that? This is this information to let you know that we didn't forget about it, and that we just, you know, stopped doing stuff, so, all right.
It's been discussed and built, right?
Yes, it has been discussed a couple times.
Buildings, and then I think it's going to facilities, and then somewhere else. I don't know. It's a little map that they need to draw me.
We've talked about it a few times.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Yeah,
thank you. All right. Any old business? Seeing none, our next meeting is Monday. What? Oh, you got new business.
First of all, I just want to clarify the ED structure. I started working with John a long time ago, and whenever John would go on vacations or get sick, I was that guy. So I did get a little bit insulted, and I apologize for that. And then when we lost John, obviously he was a dear friend. And I was given access to his email box to go. It was, James, go, you got to do it. And so I did it. Then when Austin left, we also inherited, we got Sam. So it's James and Sam doing economic development. Then we get Trudy. It's James, Sam, and Trudy doing economic development. We have a wonderful director over at Employment and Training who's also doing a great job. I mean, the two departments are actually, they're working together probably like never before in a long time. And I do want people to know that ED is happening in Madison County. And we got two very active departments in it. The next thing, just a different piece of news. April is Fair Housing Month. As a county, we've always recognized it as Fair Housing Month. It is actually the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act. That was Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act. And it pretty much says, in this county, we're not going to discriminate on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin when it comes to housing. There's an event on April 26th at 1 p.m. at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center, and it's being put on by the Illinois Department of Human Resources and IDA. And I just would like to extend that invite out to everybody.
It's part of the Illinois Bicentennial Celebration. So the county contacted me and invited the county. They contacted each housing authority, but the county board members, they've invited each of the county board members to come as well.
James, so yes. I have a question then on, you brought up on the economic development. And so would it be of value to have all four of you on? I mean, I guess I'd like to
honestly,
get...
Honestly, there should be five people, in my opinion. There should be Kurt, because he's chair, Trudy and I as directors, James as sort of the lead economic development person, and Sarah Ray-Lario from my staff, because she's my business rep, for lack of a better term. She has a fancy title, but... I mean, she goes out and deals with the business people, so there's value for her to be at those meetings, networking with those CEOs and individuals.
Right. Well, I'm questioning it. And are there others? I mean, I think about what Dave Steklin did. And one of the things that I did about 6 months ago is went to one of the Leadership Council meetings and Workforce Board, and it was eye-opening to me. And I'm born and raised in this area, and I had no idea of some of the initiatives that they were working on, and it was really the retooling, right? I mean, for Edwardsville, we're looking at the school district, which promotes, 100% graduation rate and 100% people, students going to college, but there's a huge need for retooling for those students that maybe aren't prepared for it, and so they've done a lot of work, and I would think it would be of value to get, a few people from your group to participate because of that networking capability.
I will tell you the pushback probably from the Leadership Council is going to be that they view this as a CEO organization, so like top management. So.
Well, the pushback they'll get from us is that we should get 15 people.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what
that's what I thought.
Yeah, right.
And I understand that too. I said I voted for this from 2012 on.
Right.
But I'm not saying this because they left, but they didn't save the levees. They didn't save Scott Air Force Base. They didn't do all that with $30,000. There's a lot of people involved.
No, but I think what you do have to give, what I do give them credit for is keeping all of the individual entities apprised of what's going on because, the chairman, the past or present chairman, can't do that for all of us. And that's really what they're kind of that liaison that keeps everybody together. So I think
I'm on their email list. You get their email?
Yeah,
I get the email.
But I do think that it was program focused. So that was a question. One of the questions is looking going forward, what programs are going to be the key areas? I know we've got the 500 year certification. That's a goal. I don't know what else. I know obviously there's always ongoing STEM work and the cybersecurity at
and NGA?
Is it NGA?
Scott Airport.
It's Scott. They've got a new, I thought it was like DECA or something. I don't even remember the term. But
they take care of
so I'd like to see what the programs.
Or cyber security.
Well, I mean, as far as the levies, they have nothing to do with it. I mean, I know all the people who do all the tax pays for it, and it's other people who do it, and it's governed by the Army Corps of Engineers in Washington, D.C. Like I said, if we make that 500-year mark, it's not going to be a decision made here. She won't have anything to do with that. I mean, they can go to the meetings and they can have their pictures taken, but that's not them at all. Like I said, I mean, I know the people who do it. It's just not them. So, I mean, I know what you're saying is there's a continuity that they can keep because they're around between different administrations. It's the bridge in between different stuff.
Well, it's not just for us, it's for all the different entities. But
I think they have the ability, they have taken trips that Madison County has not made. You know, they have been able to travel to New York to visit site selectors. They have gone to Omaha. They have gone to Atlanta. They've gone to Chicago. That's something that Madison County has not been able to do. But you also have to look at the flip. Can Madison County do that if they had their 30,000? Or would they do that? That would be a decision that somebody else would have to make.
You have to sign off on who doesn't trust you.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. I'm not lying.
The money didn't make sense. It seems like it's just all about the money, and you could get more people for less. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The meetings are fantastic. I do sit on the economic development leadership team meeting. I've done it for a while now. Just the ability to network has been fantastic. There's been some great events where we've all reached out, we've made new, you know, acquaintances that have helped us, or we can ask questions who we can bounce ideas off of. But again, you have to really weigh, you know, what, you know, $30,000? We can give you the positives, we can give you the negatives, but you guys have to make that decision. I don't really want to sit here and say, hey, let's get out, because that might
be the one that chairs it. Who chairs this?
She runs it.
She's the executive director, and then the gentleman from the Bank of Edwardsville. They have the president, I think, is a yearly term.
Who is that man? Is he the president?
President of the Bank of Edwardsville.
Like the president of the EDL, or the Economic Development meeting, is Rob Pickerel, if you're familiar with Rob. He's the chair of that.
Well, I would say so, Kurt says we don't have economic development. We don't have this, we don't have that. Well, if we don't invest in our own economic development team, we won't have one. Mm-hmm. Plain simple. I mean, if we don't invest the time, money, effort, and people into it, he is absolutely right. We don't have one, we will not have one. So, I mean, we got to fund it somehow. Where are we going to get the funds at? I mean, I don't know. If somebody has the idea, I'm all ears.
Well, that's the other thing that this county does differently than other counties, is that there is not an economic development line item coming out of the general fund. It's not budgeted. Our department has been doing it, but it is not a budgeted line item anywhere across this county.
We get our money by hook or by crook.
So it never has been?
No. Not, I mean, I've been 8 or 9 years now. It's not been since I've been here. I don't know how far back we got to go.
We've never had a economic development plan for the county. As far as anybody that I've talked to knows.
I mean, she's come in with some really fantastic ideas that, I mean, you should share. Like an economic development plan. This county has not seen one of those. Any sort of strategy towards economic development. I mean, that's a great idea. Talking about just even a committee.
Yeah, just like EDC. We have a grants committee. I think we need an economic development committee that's focused on just economic development.
So, question then. So, kind of to tie onto this, I see that the St. Louis Regional Chamber contract ends, and we're gonna have the same discussion for another membership fee of $30,000.
If that's one we have actually dropped out of before when they were having their problems with
right, I remember that.
Leadership.
But we're back in it now though, right?
Yes, uh-huh. But we did drop out of it for a while because
but is
the
it necessary?
Problems they were having over there. So that I don't know. They were instrumental in working with that is it. The regional chamber is actually who we specifically worked with on Amazon HQ too. They took our applications, they delivered it to the St. Louis
partnership. We had no involvement with the Leadership Council. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we did on that. So the Regional Chamber actually was a part of that proposal and actually worked directly with us, came here and met with us, called us. But they, you could also say, okay, list all the jobs, all the businesses you brought to Madison County. That'd be the first question I would ask, and I can't name one.
Actually, in the Amazon deal, the St. Louis Regional Board did more for us than the Southwestern Illinois Leadership Council did. They really ran with the ball, actually.
And actually, if you want to know the truth, they actually graded our sites. Madison County submitted 10 sites, four sites, and we saw the grading. They graded 14 of the sites that were turned into the partnership, and two of our sites were actually the top scoring, top performing sites for this proposal. Neither of those two sites were actually listed in the final application. So.
Pontoon Beach area.
Pontoon Beach, but the best site was actually in Collinsville.
Well,
255.
Yeah, it's Pontoon Collinsville right there, mm-hmm. Yeah, those fields.
So that, what ended up happening was, like Kurt said, that the regional partnership, or the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership, who's paid for by the St. Louis City and St. Louis County, also forked out the bill to pay for this proposal. They got the final say on how and what was packaged in that proposal. We don't pay into them. I think our sites might have been listed in that proposal as ancillary business sites. So sites that would develop because Amazon came here. That's kind of how that proposal went down. But we put in a lot of work and a chunk of time on that.
Right, good question.
You know, I think this is a great discussion in this committee, but I think the board as a whole needs to kind of gauge the value-added impact of these fees, of these membership fees, overall. And do we get $60,000 worth of value out of the $60,000 we pay? I don't know that I have the answer. I think as a whole, the board needs to look at them. And if we think we do, then we should stay in these. If we're not sure if we do, maybe we should try and do something on our own.
Well, can I ask a question really fast?
Yeah,
I have to go.
Yeah.
Can we form an economic development committee off this committee? Or,
yes.
I mean, can we do that?
We'd have to do that, yeah. Like I said, I mean, we need to get some funding for our own stuff, too. If anybody has any ideas,
how much do
I'm
you
all
need?
Ears.
I'm
how much you got?
Well, wait a minute.
Give me a check.
Let's see.
I have an idea. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All
good
in
job,
favor?
Hi. Good job.
All right.
Before you go out.
Hey.
Got harder than I looked.
I just
you are, buddy.
I mean, I was waiting to see what was his